aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I am joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Brazen Blaze. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, we good, I guess. Yeah. I'm alright, man. Cape Town's just rainy and shit, but outside of that, all good.
The weather's got him down, guys. Don't worry.
Not that it has me down, bro. You know, rain, cuddles, I don't have those, but
exactly, like, that's why you're down, nice. Bro.
That's why I'm not down though. Like, I've mastered the art of autonomy. You know what I mean? I've mastered the art of loving myself.
AI things. So
that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
I feel you now, you know. Yeah, it's winter, man. What can I say, bro? I don't like winter. I used to like winter when I was a young and dog. I could brave the cold. Now I'm falling to pieces, so you know, I can't really. Yeah, anyway, moving on, guys. How are you, C's?
I'm chilling, man. You know, can't complain. It's a good day. It's a good day. Spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air. Shut the fuck up, dog. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Unless, because
you guys are not open-minded.
Nah, bro.
It's whatever.
There's only a few reasons to love the winter. Like a pillar listed, and when those reasons aren't applicable to you, it's not nice, bro. You know? Others are brushing their teeth. They're getting ready now.
And I'll fuck them, bro.
But yeah, guys, no, I'm good, man. Alhamdulillah, everything is okay.
That's good.
We're back again. We're back with another episode, and yeah, it's a good day for this episode. Today we're gonna be going back to Rolene. It's been a while. I feel like it's been 2 years, almost.
I think so.
3 years, maybe. It's been a while. But yeah, anyway, Rolene released an EP called Moments After, and so I thought, you know, why not check it out? And so yeah, it's a short EP, and so we'll get through it. But I wanted to just find out from you guys, what were your initial thoughts going into this? Because I think this is her first EP since being independent, since going indie a few months ago. So yeah, what are your thoughts going into this one? What are you saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as much as, you know, the indie chat is relevant, but I don't think, like, the, you know, too much. I didn't expect too much to change in terms of just, because I think Rolene kind of gives you like a consistent body of work where, like, you know, it's good, you know, it's good music. I think the vocals, we know that she can sing, she knows how to deliver on a track. Like, I don't think there was anything for me that felt out of place. So even when I started listening to this, like, I wasn't surprised at the product that I got, you know. But yeah, I think this was a really, really good project. I think concise, straight to the point. I really love the message and how it was delivered. I think it was very heartfelt, even just, you know, the way the vocals were delivered. Like, you could see this sounded like a real story, bro. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I know niggas write on real stories, but, like, I don't know, this sounded like we were in the room with the pitter patter when the notebook was out and the pen was out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like one of them ones. But yeah, man, like, this was a good project. I think, yeah, this is obviously interesting for Rolene now to kind of see what type of artist she's going to shape herself into with this EP as just the start. So yeah, man, keen to kind of see where that leads.
Definitely. Yeah, man, this for me was a very honest and open album from Rolene. Felt like she had a lot to just kind of get off her chest, you know. It felt like she just needed to vent. You know, it gave me the breakup feels, the end of relationship, you know, just sort of documenting those final moments, or I guess really the moments after the final moments, you know. But yeah, man, I think it holds well to the title. I don't even think there were any drums on this whole project. I think it was just pure, like, emotion. Pure heartfelt emotion. So, like, You know, I think this was almost therapeutic for her. It's something she needed to get off her chest, as I said earlier. So yeah, I do think this was a good, strong project from her. And yeah, it's nice to hear from Rolene after such a long time.
Yeah, welcome back, Rolene. Let's get into it, man. Track one, Goodbye. Through All the Lies, interlude. I don't know why this is called an interlude. Even if they said intro, I would have been happy with that, you know.
It's the moments after. It's interluding from those moments.
Do you think it links
into the previous project though?
I don't think so. I can't even really remember what the last project was about.
I don't know. But either way, yeah, like putting the title aside, you know, just from this song, we can clearly tell it's going to be a project about a rocky relationship or moments after an end to it, you know. And I think, you know, listening to this song, it's just like a reminder of how, like, you know, sometimes relationships end and there's no closure. Things just end. And I think the closure that you get is like the healing that you get by just walking away from it. So that's what it made me think of, in a way. But yeah, what are your guys' thoughts on Goodbye?
Yeah, man, I think for me, the biggest question was ultimately like the title, right? Just it being an interlude and that kind of thing, and wondering why. But I think, yeah, as an opener, bro, I think it was very strong. I think it was, yeah, it was hella heartfelt, bro. Like you could genuinely feel the emotion in this, and I think her vocals were super, super strong. Like I literally have nothing to cry about in that sense. I think, yeah, no, Rolene genuinely does get it done, and I think this was a great way to kind of just open it, and yeah, I think I was kind of immersed in the experience just hearing this to kind of start us off.
Yeah, that's a key point about Rolene. I think when it comes to the vocals, yo, that's something she's very, very good with, where her talent shines. Yeah, and she displayed that on here for sure. Execution on point, definitely heartfelt, like Mpilo was saying. You definitely connected and felt where she was trying to take you. And yeah, I think it was a great way to start, to intro the album. I don't know about interlude, but yeah, man, I like what she was doing here.
Yeah, she's got a good voice, man. Like, that's one thing, you know, I'll always give credit. Like, and I think she's one of the few artists that we have in the country where, like, the intended emotion that she's trying to evoke from you, like, she just pulls it out immediately. You know, like, it doesn't build up. It's as soon as you hear her, you're just like, oh shucks, man. Like, yo, it just puts you in that mood immediately, you know. And so yeah, just powerful voice from her. And then of course you pair that with the writing, and then I mean,
no, for sure,
you know, definitely. It's a winning formula for real, because she can write as well. Yeah, sure. The pen is working. The next song, Breakaway, I think, yeah, it was Breakaway. Another well-written song. I like the vibes in this one. To be honest with you, I wasn't expecting like a lot of, you know, Afrobeat types of songs on this thing, but I liked them. They worked, you know. And this was one of them as well. You Can Save Me For Later. I like that hook. Very catchy hook, actually. What are you guys' thoughts on Breakaway?
Yeah, man. Obviously, when I heard the Afro beats, I was like, oh, no, what are we getting here? But, like, I think it's one of them ones where, you know, despite the Afro beats or the beats or whatever, I think the writing here was so impactful, man. I think feel it. You know, just parts where she's like, clearly I was blinded by a love I can't afford, you know, it was right in front of me. How could I ignore it? Like, you know, and that's, it's very indicative of a situation where, you know, things kind of go wrong, and it's like the signs were always there, but it's like you never saw it. So yeah, man, I think that was very much like in your face from a writing perspective, and I think I felt it. So yeah, man, that was solid for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I will say the writing definitely was a highlight. As you'd said as well, a highlight for me was the hook in itself. Just a really nice, strong hook on this. I think that really makes the song for me, makes the song pop. I think the production was cool on here. Not too much I can say about this song, but yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, cutting ties with the old is very important. That's what I'm getting from the song. You know, she's trying to break away from old habits, old relationships, old whatever. And so she's cutting ties. Whether it's cutting ties with people or her old self, it's all important and it's all part of growth. So that's what I'm getting from this one. And then we have Let Me Be featuring Savara. Yeah, I won't lie, I wasn't familiar with this man's work. So I had literally no expectations. I don't know what I was gonna get.
Yeah, you hate the brew vocalist.
Nah,
that's the art.
Not even, yeah. Because like when I saw featuring Savara, I didn't know. Is Savara a brew? Yeah, is it a woman? I didn't know what to expect. You get me? So I'm just like, we'll see. Hit play. And I just sat back, you know? But I was like, you know what? I trust Rolene. Also, I was like, I'm in good hands, you know? What?
Nothing, bro. Carry on.
What are you saying, bro? What are you... Yeah, it sounds like you got something to say, right?
Yeah, I got nothing to say. My bad.
But yeah, you know, so like, I don't know who Savara is, but that, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I trust Rolene. So we're in good hands, yeah. You know, she's not going to lead us into, you know, into the trenches. And so, yeah, the song ended up working. So yeah, what are your thoughts on Let Me Be?
Yeah, man, I think this was good, man. I think I saw that there was multiple names on the list there, so I was very interested to kind of see how this whole thing would kind of pan out. But yeah, man, this was solid, bro. I literally have no qualms with this, and I think, yeah, the feature really came through. And I think they really work well together on this one. But yeah, Aziz, I think it's that kind of thing where it's like, even from Rolene's perspective, in terms of just selecting who to kind of put onto the track, it will never be a situation where it's like, yo, damn, it's a horrible shot from whoever the feature might be. So yeah, man, I think this one also was just a good showing of that.
Yeah, this song was okay for me. It didn't hit all the way home, but I felt the energy of this song. The feature definitely added something cool. I don't know if Rolene was really in the same place, you know, as the feature, like just the vibe, but I think they still worked well together. But I wouldn't say it was one of my favorites on here.
I thought from like a story or narrative point of view, I like that in the previous song, you know, she was talking about not being second choice to someone and not, you know, you can't save me for later, da 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 da, and she's trying to cut ties. And on this song, I feel like she's expressing what she wants, and what she wants is to reclaim her power and sense of self.
That's what
I'm getting from this. And so from a narrative standpoint, the thread is running through all of these songs nicely
there between these few tracks.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, shout out to people who, you know, who express what they want in relationships, because, you know, yeah, some people just keep silent and then they suffer there in silence, and you just never know, right? So yeah, I like this one. Reclaim your power, guys. Reclaim your sense of self and all of that.
Yeah, don't let them play.
It's an evil world we live in. The next one, losing sleep. You know, yeah, Aish guys, these last three songs, I was really feeling them. I can't lie.
Hey, were you relating, though? Is that what you're telling me?
Nah, I'm not saying I relate. I'm just saying I feel them, bro. Like, you know, she did a good job. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. But yeah, losing sleep. What are we saying?
Yeah, man, I think I do just want to highlight that, like, the production on this was really, really good, bro.
Shout
like,
out Krista still.
Yeah, like, it felt very, I don't know what it is, but, like, very, I don't know if ethereal is the right word, but, like, everything just kind of came together, even from, like, backing vocals and and the way, like, there were certain pockets where there were, like, these weird echoes, but, like, they were, you know, they were making sense, dog. Yeah. I don't know how else to say it, but they were making sense. But yeah, I think in terms of losing sleep, like, this was like the slowest out of everything, you know, coming at the introduction and then obviously the Afrobeat stuff. So, you know, this is where it's like, hey, you really have to sit and kind of just soak it in. But I think, yeah, man, like, this was also really another good one. I think this is where the vocals really shone for me as well. I think it was a good showing in that sense. And yeah, man, this one was solid.
Yeah, definitely agree. Vocals on point. Another phenomenal hook on here. Production really, really dope. Like you said, just they're just always able to capture that place that Rolene takes you to, like, and, you know, paint that picture so beautifully. So shout out for the production there. There's some nice, like, guitar riff going on there that's also really nice. Yeah, I think this was a really good effort from Rolene. Felt it a lot. Dope song, man.
It seems to be once again connected to the others, especially Breakaway. This idea that someone wants something with you one moment and then the next they seem uninterested, or like they're giving you mixed signals, and so she's losing sleep over that, you know. And so this is one of those moments where, like, you're up late at night overthinking everything. You're like, yo, you know, are they uninterested? Do they want me? What's the mixed signals like? So I found that to be very interesting. But I want to know from you guys, where do you draw the line in terms of mixed signals and someone just clearly being uninterested in you? Like, how do you...
Oh, we're diverting from the music. Oh, this is a start. This is new.
This guy's so excited.
No, because, like, I mean, it's part of the theme. You get me?
Nah, please.
It's like, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nah, I think for me, bro, I would lie. It sucks to say, but, like, I'm one of them blind lovers, bro. Like, I throw myself fully in. So, like, I think the only time where I start to, like, fully, like, notice it is when it starts to become like a vial, bro. Like, you know it when it feels like, or it feels like you're begging for somebody's attention. You know, there's some people that know how to, like, breadcrumb it, and it's like, yeah, they're distant, but they're giving you a little bit, or they're giving you enough for you to kind of just be like, okay, cool, like, you know, I can keep this going. But I think when you feel like it's completely cold, then it's like, okay, ish, let me vibe. Because I think for me, it's also a thing of, like, I feel like I can fight it back, but, like, you know, like, you can bring it back, but sometimes you can't.
Yeah, I used to feel like sometimes you can't, bro.
Like, once the mind is made up, the mind
it's
is
gone,
made up,
it's gone, bro. Yeah, I know, but I honestly would have to agree with the Bilo there. I feel like that's really the line for me. Like, once you just cold, like, you know, you just don't see, like, you know, I might throw you a nice shot there, like, ah, girl, you're looking good today or something. And you're just like, okay, cool. I'm just like, okay, then I fuck you, bro. Well, I won't say fuck you, but yeah.
No, but, like, Grace, what if, like, okay, so you throw your shot, ah, girl, you look good, da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, thank you, you know, I dress up for you, whatever, whatever. So, like, maybe for that day, you feeling good, boy, like, ah, yeah. And then the next day, it's like, silent again. There's a distance again.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you know, it's like a back and forth kind of vibe. Like, when do you finally say, you know what, this person's actually not interested in me?
Yeah, you see now.
You know, I must just cut my losses and walk away, break away, as Rolene was saying.
Yeah, I just think that, like, it's still kind of what I'm saying, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. There's sometimes you can just feel like when somebody's just not interested. Like, if I feel like I have to entertain you, like, I have to do something for reaction, you know? Like, if I continuously have to keep, you know, saying clever things or slick things, then I feel like, hey, bro, what's the point? Because I'm just forcing, you know? That's when I just let it go, bro.
So you're just performing for the attention.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm performing for attention. And then I just feel like, you know what? I'm doing too much. Let me just fall back, bro.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I just, you know, I thought it was an interesting thing.
Little quick segment.
That's what she's dealing with.
Little therapy session.
Yeah, a little quick deviation. You know, we became a lifestyle podcast for a second. But yeah, shut up.
No, I mean, it's part of the music still. Like, you know.
It's true.
Yeah. It's part of it still. But yeah, so from losing sleep, we get to fools. And this is one of the reasons why I was asking this question. Because, you know, love can make you do crazy things, guys. You know? Like when you're really like deep in it. And like when you're blind in it. You know? It can turn you into a fool sometimes. And you, as the person in love or blindly in love, you might not see it until later. But like,
usually you don't.
Yeah. Usually you don't. You know, without the benefit of hindsight, you don't see it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, maybe it's once you tell the story to someone, like, yo, so this is what's been happening. And then they're like, damn, girl, like, that's crazy. You know, like, they playing you kind of vibe. Or,
yeah.
But what, when you are in it, you just never know. So you're the fool. You know, you're like, you're doing crazy things for this.
And you always try to justify the actions because it's like so easy for somebody to tell you what's going on. Like, hey, bro, A, B, and C is happening. You're like, nah, but then she does this. So I think it's like, nah, bro. That's what it is, bro.
But yeah, so that's why I was asking that question, because for this next song, Fools, what are your guys' thoughts on this song, Fools?
Yeah, I won't lie, dog. This one I felt, bro. Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, that tell me why, dog.
Yeah.
How many times you gotta ask, bro? You'll never get the answer. Closure don't come, dog. Closure don't come from toxicity. I'll tell you straight.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like,
for real.
Yeah, this one was beautiful, bro. This is a beautiful song. I can't lie to you. Like, I felt it from start to finish. Another, obviously, like, the vocal performance that I think, like, there's just a way of how, like, Rolene is able to show so much emotion, bro. Like, to the point where you can hear it. And it's like, you feel it with you. Obviously, I've said this in, like, the previous parts. But I think if you haven't listened to this project, it's you have to give it a listen to obviously understand what we mean and what we're saying. But, yeah, man, this was emotional, bro. Damn.
Yeah.
Deep cut for sure. Definitely deep. Like you said, that vocal performance here. You know that, like, Rolene feels like she's someone who has to go through these things because you feel that pain. You feel that, you know, emotion when she sings it back to you. And it's like that emotion is learned. It's not just, you know, given, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, bro, she's really, really talented in that department. Because singing with a great voice is one thing, but being able to relay the emotion is a whole different ballgame, you know? And I think she's really good at that. But yeah, man, love the songwriting as well. Her pen was really operating on this. I think she was saying something like, you know, believe in you like my religion. When things got hot, you left the kitchen. Like, she was coming with the bars, you know.
You're the joke, I'm the fool.
Killing those high notes too, really, really going in with those, you know, as she does. But yeah, man, just a lovely song, like, executed very well. So shout out to her for this.
You know, there are many things I love about Ro, but like when she's in this pocket, man, like, ish. Like I was saying earlier, bro, like, she's one of those few artists we have in the country. Just the moment she opens her mouth and she lists out that first note, it gets you right in that zone. You know, that intended emotional state.
That's how I wish R&B was big in South Africa. I feel like Ro would be so much bigger, bro.
Yo, man.
So much bigger, bro.
Yeah, this song is good, man. Really, really great song. Definitely one of my favorites on the project. But my favorite is the last track on the album, Don't Give Up On Me. The moment I heard this song, I knew it was gone, bruh. Like, this is... Yo. I think this was, like, the single, actually.
Yeah.
And she just kind of just dropped it out of nowhere, because... So, I don't know if you guys keep up, but, like, leading up to this project, every Sunday she would drop a cover on, like, either TikTok or Instagram or whatever, you know? Just a random cover of her just chilling in at the crib, you know, with the mic. And it's been like really, really, there's been some amazing covers that she's done. And then the one time she was like, yeah, here's my new song coming out like next week or something. I'm like, how? Already, you know? And then the song dropped and it was just so fire, dude. So like, I knew the first time I heard it, like, the song was gonna stay with me for a while, and I've been rinsing it here. I won't lie to you, dude. This is this is a good song. It's a strong single. Don't Give Up On Me. But I also feel like narrative wise or from like a writing perspective, I really do feel like with this one she's talking to herself more than anything. It's not about this relationship that we've been discussing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
This was more of like her reclaiming, you know, her power, herself again, whatever. And it's just, yeah, she's just talking to herself, really. That's how I see it. But yeah, what are your guys' thoughts? What are your thoughts on Don't Give Up On Me?
Yeah, man, I think obviously this was the close, as the last one. It did sound like it, man, I think. Even the upbeat kind of tempo to it kind of made you feel like, yeah, you know, this is a lesson learned kind of vibe, you know. Or it's like, you know, all of this stuff happened. So if we're talking the five tracks before, it's like all of this has happened. I've taken the time to heal and obviously understand. So I think I understand you, Cees, when you're obviously referring to the fact that it's more so about her more than anything. And I think I definitely have to agree with that. Obviously I hadn't given it that much thought in that regard, but I think it generally does work like that. And yeah, man, I think this was obviously a good close and pretty much an ending to a very concise yet effective project where you could genuinely feel the message from start to finish. So yeah, man, this was solid from my side, and I have to agree and just say, yeah, this was good.
Yeah, definitely a nice closer. You know, it's kind of more so that light at the end of the tunnel. You know, I'm not really a fan of hopeful tracks, but if we're just talking conceptually, this was a good song. I try to just brush past that quickly.
That's all right.
It's
easy. It's
but yeah, man, at the end of the day, you know, I can't fault the song. I think it's still a good song. Just, you know, it's not for me, but it's a good song.
Bro, what happened to you, dude?
I don't know, bro. I ask myself all the time, bro. Where did it all go wrong?
Why do you hate hope, bro?
I don't know. It just doesn't resonate well with me, bro.
Yeah. Man hates hopefulness, bro. That's crazy. But yeah, shout out to Rolene. Don't Give Up On Me is a banger. Banger, banger, banger. And yeah, this EP was great. I think that, you know, Rolene is definitely top five in the country when it comes to R&B. No doubt about that.
Bro.
Vocally, she's amazing. Her pen game is sick. And she always does well choosing production. She knows her sound. She knows what works with her voice. And so production is always going to be good on any Rolene project. And this was a nice, short, concise EP. And I think that, yeah, she's elevated, you know, from the last time we covered her on the show. And honestly, I'm excited to see, you know, what this new chapter has in store. But from what I've heard right now, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm excited, actually, to hear what she's got next coming up. Closing thoughts, what are we saying?
Yeah, man. Well, Dwayze doesn't like the sound of the fact that you're hopeful, but I think from my side, bro... but from my side, man, I think this is solid, man. I think it was a good comeback. Interested to obviously see what more looks like from Rolene, sorry. And yeah, man, I think, yeah, it was an emotional listen. Obviously, I'm not going through that right now, so I think, yeah, when I get there eventually, I'll revisit this one and see how the emotions roll from there.
Yeah,
man, I think with this project, I'm very happy with this project. I think Rolene is always one to give me the type of R&B I'm looking for, you know, when it comes to just solid writing, great vocals, emotion, depth. You know, Rolene has got it all. She's the full package. And yeah, man, I just think that this was concise. It was sweet. It was short to the point, but it did what it was supposed to do. There wasn't too much fat on it. It was just the right amount of tracks, you know, production. Krista, I think it is Krista, he did well. He went crazy on it. He definitely gave Rolene a nice backdrop to sort of play with and get her shit off. So it was really dope. I really enjoyed this project.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ro. This was a great one still. This has been the Best Case You Could Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Dwayze on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love. Deuces.